August 1st is International Childless Day. I thought a good place to start might be just kind of running through the numbers of do we have fewer people having kids? Are they having kids later? Having fewer kids?
Sure. I think it's really interesting from a sociological point of view, I would guess. The statistics show we are having fewer children, and about 1.7 versus 2.08. So we're having fewer children. We're also waiting. Young adults these days are waiting to get married, and then they're waiting to have children. I also think there's another piece. Because of technology, I think we are so exposed to the world that we have more opportunities and we know there are more choices. So being child-free is one of the choices that I think for many people, even my generation, that wasn't really an option. We didn't really think about it.
You did just touch on the fact that there's kind of been this cultural shift to where now it seems like more of an option to choose to not have children. There are some other factors that I would imagine are contributing to these changes. Can you touch on those?
I do think some of the young adults are more thoughtful. Maybe you could say they're more selfish even, but because being a parent is very selfless. But I think this generation is much more thoughtful and they're thinking about the earth. I mean, if we have so many babies, can we even house those babies? So I think they're thinking about that. I think they're thinking about the ecology. I think there are financial issues. I mean, when I got out of college, I had a job. Getting out of college this day and age doesn't mean you have a job. So there are tons of reasons I think young adults are saying, maybe I want to be child-free.
And I would imagine that another piece of this might be the changing vision of what a family looks like. So having both parents be working full-time, only having single parents. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Both parents working is certainly an issue because they are more thoughtful. I don't have time to do this. But I also think it's not just that. I think we're more diverse as a society. I mean, so we could be heterosexual, homosexual, we could be transgendered. I mean, there's so many other choices that way as well. So I do think that that's making a difference in this whole evolution of choosing to be child-free.
What are some of the factors that people should be considering when they're looking at the decision to have kids or not to have kids?
One of the issues I think is just being thoughtful about, do I want to be a parent? I mean, I think there were days and ages people just had babies. And they didn't really think about what does it mean to be a parent. But I think we are very educated these days, even sociological and psychological, and to ask the question, why do I want to be a parent? That's a great question, by the way. I mean, it's a really important question to ask. If it's just because I think I have great genes or I want to pass them on, not necessarily a good reason to have children. But to think about why do I want to be a parent? Maybe because I really want to give back. It'll be my way of giving back. I think that you have to be thoughtful about this. And I even think strategic.
You yourself kind of had the personal experience of going from thinking that you weren't going to have kids to later adopting. Can you kind of talk about your story and why you made those decisions?
I always wanted to be a mother. I'm not sure I thought about why I wanted to be it. Not until I was infertile did I have to, or going through that process, did I think about, well, really, why do I want to do this? And I think it was, for me, I was so fortunate to be raised in a loving and healthy family. So it was very disappointing for me not to be able to have children. We were pestered, honestly, by people who would say, when are you going to have children? When are you going to have children? Why aren't you having children? And so I do think that young couples, if they're in the process or they're thinking about having children, need to have a comeback, some kind of mantra that says, so people can know that perhaps that's a personal question. It's really not a question that involves you. It was easy for me because I could say I'm infertile and they'd go, oh, and then they never asked me the question ever again. But I think there are other mantras I think you could say. We're choosing to have a career first. But I think you have to have something so you're not surprised. I do think today and age, if there are infertility issues, it's so much better than it was when I was trying to have children. Because we went through in vitro, it just didn't work. And so we decided to be child-free, and honestly, it was a great solution. And we were really happy with that solution, but I kept asking the question, why do I want to be a parent? And when I finally came down to why I wanted a parent, it wasn't biological. It was I really wanted to care for somebody. And so to me, adoption became a very easy issue. Once you answer the question, then you know which direction you want to go. If you answer the question, I don't think I want to be a parent. I mean, I've had clients in my private practice who say, I have really bad genes. I do not want to pass them on. That's a great reason not to be a parent, right? That on one hand, but if you just want to love someone and you want to be healthy and helpful to someone in the universe, well, adoption would be a good, a good way to do it. I think, but there are other ways. You don't have to adopt. And what I think is so interesting about often people who are child-free, they do say, I want to give back. I want to be on a foundation. I want to be on a board of directors. I want to be a foster parent. I want to do big brothers and big sisters. So there are so many ways to give back.
And so you kind of touched on the idea that even though there are these social shifts that we're seeing, the stigma has not totally been removed from being child-free, either by choice or for physical reasons. And you mentioned having a mantra. So when somebody asks you why you don't have kids, having an answer to that. What are some of the things that people are hearing from others who are not understanding of their decision to not have kids? And kind of how would they respond to those kinds of ideas?
I think the biggest argument is just that's the way it's always been. I mean, and we do need to populate the earth. I mean, we can't just stop having children. But I think the best response, perhaps, is to educate. Educate people on the side who want to have children and educate the people on the side who want to be child-free. There's room in the world for everything. But I think many times people are ignorant. They're naive about our choices. And so I think if you want to be child-free, teach people. You know, if you choose, you can also be very assertive, and the definition of assertion is mutual respect. So you could say, I respectfully decline to answer your question. Or you could say, you know, I'll share with you why we want to be child-free.
Can we maybe circle back a little bit to the different financial barriers that having children can pose? Because I would imagine that is a really big piece of the puzzle as to why a lot of people are not choosing to have kids, especially within younger generations now.
Even of the cost of college these days. I mean, a lot of the young people I know are paying off incredible student debts. It's kind of hard to have a baby if you're paying off your student debt. Although, you know, if you're having low interest rate, that's helpful. But I think it's really, financially, it's huge. I mean, we have young adults now. And they're still expensive. It's a huge responsibility. And then what if there are medical issues? I mean, I don't think we're probably really good financial planners often. So we might have a small nest egg to have children. But do you think about what if you have a financial concern or if the health of the parent? I mean, we have to be fiscally responsible to raise a child. And I don't think we are thoughtful about that.
Something I think is also important to touch on when we talk about family planning in general, and you did kind of touch on this, we do have people who are transgendered. We have people who are gender non-binary. How do we kind of change the narrative to make sure that when we talk about families and parents, that's inclusive of everyone that can have a child?
I've been preaching, perhaps because this is what I do for a living, but about educating people. But I also think it's a political issue. I mean, I think we need to advocate and help people understand that there is much diversity in the universe. I do think people who are child-free often have the opportunity to travel the world, to experience different things, and that, I think, gives them a greater appreciation of diversity. But the answer has to be education and advocacy, especially the population of child-free people. They need to say, and not be defensive about it. Just saying, it's okay for me to have this choice, and I'd love to share, if they're willing, why we choose to do this. I mean, maybe it's because they want to have white carpet and white couches.
Is there anything else you think is important to cover that we haven't talked about so far?
I mentioned earlier about eye technology. I do think that's a way we can advocate, though. I mean, find good support systems, whether you're a person wanting to be a parent or a person who wants to be child-free. But there are some wonderful support systems on the internet for people who are choosing to be child-free. So there are some ones that aren't so wonderful, but, you know, find a support system wherever you are that could help you, and I think that would be extremely beneficial to those trying to make this decision.